As far as practice today, Kayvon Webster tried to go. He's been having a little issue, some rib soreness. Went a little bit. We sent him in. Omar got a little just winded. We sent him in to get IVs. But other than that, you know, we're where we've been the last couple of days, and now we'll go up there as coaches and talk about how we're going to go Friday.
Coach, did the alumni give you the business about how this isn't really training camp?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's interesting to me to see all them guys. And first off, a lot of great players and great friends. Heck, I was the backup quarterback, so, you know, I didn't get to play much. But, I obviously stayed in touch with a lot of them. Some of them I hadn't seen in a while. But just to have them out there and be that excited about our football team and to share that few moments with them, me and John, you know, just talking about that. That was special. But this place has kind of always been that way. It's a tight-knit group. Mr. Boland's always kept it a family place. When you've been a part of it, you'll always be a part of it. So that's good evidence of that right there.
Gary, Rick Upchurch called this a country club.
Country club?
From when he played? Trailer, this is a country club.
I think anybody who played in the past says, oh, back in the day, you know. So, now we're, you know, 48 hours away from playing and trying to get these guys ready to go, make sure they know what they're doing. So, we had a good, quick practice today. Make sure we know what's going on and cut them loose.
Gary, if you had your choice, would you do back then what they're doing today? Would you have them in pads more? Would you do all that stuff when you played?
It's totally different because back then we had, if I recall, we were taking 110 guys at training camp. I mean, when we lined up to practice, we had fourth, fifth team, and we had so many guys to go around. So it's totally different. Nowadays you got, 90. And a lot of times when you go to camp with 90, there's 8 or 10 guys that are on a different program, aren't working yet because of injuries or this or that. So it's totally different. Would I have had pads on today? Probably not. We're getting ready to let them go play. I want them fresh. I want to be fresh and cut it loose Friday.
Yeah, tradition's kind of been in the past in a preseason if the team's not really, be pretty bland. With your offense having to implement a lot of new concepts and things, do you have to show more of your hand than you?
Well, I think people are simple because they don't want to confuse the young guys. You know, it's hard to find out about a young player if I go out there and complicate a game plan and he's out there thinking. I want him to know what he's doing where I can see his talents take over and he can play fast. So, I can't speak for other teams or other people, but I think that's the thing you want to do as a coach. So I don't want to confuse anybody. I want him to go out there and do the things we've been doing in camp and watch them play and see how they compete.
Gary, what's the identity of the offensive line? Who are these guys?
We're fixing to find out. They're a very young group led by a heck of a player in Lou. And, I just think watching them grow up here throughout the course of camp, I'm excited about what they can be. There's going to be a lot of bumps in the road along the way, but I know they're going to play hard. I know they're very well coached, and it's up to them to come together as a group and be successful. But, get their first test on Friday, and boy, is it a good test for them.
What do you hope their defining characteristic will be?
Well, they play together. I think offensive line's not about having one great player or two great players. It's about five guys playing together scheme-wise and staying out there on the field together. The great ones I've been around, they all stay out there and find a way to, to be there every snap. That's a sign of a good offensive lineman or a good group. So we'll see. I mean, they'll build their identity, but we just need them to play good enough for our football team to be successful.
Time for a few more guys.
How do you feel about Shane Ray's progress so far?
I think it's been up and down. I think the first thing is Shane was behind a little bit physically because of the missed time. I think he's caught up on that. Now he watches two great players ahead of him every day, so he's trying to catch up to those two guys. That can be a little overwhelming sometimes for a rookie, but he's fixing to play a lot of football. I think he has settled down. The biggest thing with Shane, I don't want him to get too down when the days aren't good. He's really hard on himself, trying to get him to, when it's a bad play to go the next one. So that's a good thing that he's hard on himself, but, that's pro football. They're good players. Sometimes you're going to get blocked. Go make the next play.
Is there a plan for Peyton still to play?
I'm going to go up and talk about that right now. Obviously, we've got some guys with some nicks that have missed some time. We've got to make some decisions on. We got a few guys that we'll talk about that have a lot of birthdays, so we'll talk about them too. So we'll wait and see, but we're fixing to go do that right now.
A lot of alumni here today. A lot of alumni here today. Guys you played with, guys you coached. What's it like to have them here? What's it mean for the organization that stays in touch with their past?
Yeah, it means a great deal. A while ago I was talking. I think first off, that's a credit to Mr. Bowl and the organization. They've always kept this a family place. If you pass through here as a player, you're once a part of it, you're always a part of it. So, Scott, it meant a lot. It's great to see some buddies there I haven't seen in a long, long time. And I want them to know that we want them out here. We want them to be a part of what we're doing. And I know at some point during the season we'll get to see that great team we had back in the day. So I think that's a great thing about this organization. Okay.